Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read. Discuss.
Say?
Dad's in pretty bad shape. She said to hurry back. I need a cab right now. An emergency. Kevin, I'm sorry. We shouldn't be arguing at a time like this. We need each other.
Let me take you to your father. Before you see him, there's something I want to tell you. Your father has just had another heart attack, and at this point, it does not look good.
What are you saying? He made it.
Well, not entirely, and the second. More massive.
Or aren't there any new drugs you can give him?
There are new drugs, but help, not in his current condition.
I can't believe that.
I'm very sorry. You should probably notify any other members of the family.
Hello. I'm Father O'Connor.
Oh, Father, thank you for coming.
I want you to know I'm here for you and your family. Is this your father?
Yes.
Can we talk for a minute? Tell me about your father's condition.
My father just had his second serious heart attack in the last 2 days.
I'm so sorry. It must be very difficult for you. Are you very close to your father?
Yes. Kevin lives with my dad. I did too until recently. We're all pretty close.
And your mother?
My mother died of lung cancer almost 12 years ago.
What a loss. Now, are there any other family members besides the two of you?
Not really. There are some relatives in Ireland, but we've never met them. We have a great aunt on my mother's side and my father's brother, Brendan.
Oh, your father has a brother? Does he know your father's in the hospital?
No, he lives in Illinois. He has a farm there. My father and uncle don't talk to each other. They haven't for years.
Maybe this is the time for them to make peace. Perhaps you should call him.
I don't want to upset my father. Maybe Kevin and I need to talk before we do anything.
Give it some thought. I'll begin my prayers for your father. God bless you.
Thanks, Father. Yes, I need the number for Brendan Casey. Brendan, telephone.
It's Rebecca Casey.
Hello, Uncle Brendan. It's Rebecca. I'm afraid I have some bad news about my father.
He's in the hospital. What do the doctors say? I see. Yeah, I'll take the next flight out. Oh, and Rebecca, thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Was that Patrick's daughter?
Yes, he called about Patrick. He's in the hospital. Oh. He just had a heart attack.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
The next to Boston.
Yeah, I'll pack your bag.
I can increase the medication a bit. Mr. Casey, this will make you feel a little more comfortable.
Father O'Connor. Mr. Casey, I'm going to minister the sacrament of the sick.
Kevin called and told me. How are you doing?
Oh, terrible. I flew in this morning. This is my worst nightmare.
How is he?
He's barely hanging on. The doctors aren't hopeful.
So sorry for you. How is he doing?
He keeps everything inside. I don't know. He seems so different.
Poor kid.
Sandy, you should see the apartment. It's a total mess. There's no food in the refrigerator, nothing.
I guess he still needs someone to take care of him.
I feel bad. I yelled at him this morning.
It's okay. You're upset. That's normal.
I know, but I shouldn't have yelled at him. I mean, he doesn't...
I bet you could use a cup of coffee. There's a cafeteria on the third floor. What do you say we go? Hmm?
Yeah. So good to see you. I feel guilty for leaving Dad alone. I don't know. The doctor said things don't look good. I asked for a second opinion. The other doctor said the same thing. I don't know if he's gonna make it.
Rebecca, your dad's always been a fighter. He'll make it.
One coffee.
Two coffees, please. Thank you. Life in San Francisco. Maybe I should have gone with you.
It's good. School's hard, but the teachers are great. Did you get my letter?
Yeah. How's it going with that Roberto guy?
Alberto.
All right. That's it.
He's very nice.
Anything serious?
I don't know. It's still new.
Well, take my advice. Get to know him before you fall in love.
I will. How's Jack?
We're living together, you know.
When's the big day?
The wedding? That's off for now. He says he just wants to live together.
Cindy, your face is all black and blue. What on earth happened to you? Why are you wearing sunglasses?
It's nothing. I bumped into a door.
Did Jack hit you? Oh, my God, he hit you, didn't he? I can't believe he hit you. There's no excuse for that, none.
Rebecca, Uncle Brennan's here.
I'll be right there. Look, don't move. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you hear me?
The father has taken a turn for the worse.
Your father has just had another heart attack, and at this point it does not look good.
The priest comes.
Hello. I'm Father O'Connor.
Oh, Father, thank you for coming.
The priest asked them if there are any family members who should be present.
Now, are there any other family members besides the two of you?
We have a great aunt on my mother's side and my father's brother, Brendan.
Oh, your father has a brother? Does he know your father's in the hospital?
Kevin is so different.
His face, I don't know, he's so sad.
Rebecca goes to the phone and she has to call her uncle.
Hello, Uncle Brendan. It's Rebecca. I'm afraid I have some bad news about my father.
He's in the hospital.
Brendan and Patrick are two brothers who haven't seen each other for a very long time.
Rebecca's girlfriend, Sandy, came to the hospital.
Obviously, she's coming to give her friend some moral support.
Rebecca noticed that Sandy had a bruise on her face.
Sandy tells Rebecca that it was just an accident.
But Rebecca doesn't believe her because she remembers that Jack used to be quite aggressive.
Sandy, your face is all black and blue. What on earth happened to you? Why are you wearing sunglasses?
It's nothing. I bumped into a door.
Did Jack hit you?
I think that she just doesn't want to give any explanation at that point. That's the wrong place, the wrong time.
It's very difficult for Rebecca.
Right. That's what I think, that she doesn't want to give Rebecca any extra trouble.
Rebecca.
Uncle Brendan, so good to meet you, finally.
Yeah, I wish you were under happier circumstances. How are you holding up?
We're okay. It's Dad I'm worried about.
Does he know you called me?
Yes, he wants to see you.
Can I go in and see him?
Excuse me. This is my Uncle Brendan. He'd like to see my father.
Yes, come in. He's resting.
I'd like to see him alone for a few minutes, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. I hope we did the right thing. Kev, are you all right? I'm worried about you.
I'll survive.
Do you want to go get something to drink?
No.
I'm going to go and say goodnight to Sandy. I'll be back.
Patrick. Patrick. It's Brendan. Your long-lost brother. Rebecca called me. She told me you asked for me to come. I'm glad. Glad you came. It's been a long time. It's too long, I guess. You know what we are. We're two big-headed Irishmen, so stubborn that we didn't talk to each other for almost 30 years. It's not the way brothers are supposed to be. You know what they say about us Irish? Short tempers and long memories. I'm ready to forgive and forget. How about you?
Where did Sandy go?
I don't know. I can't believe she took off.
What's wrong?
Looks like Jack's been beating Sandy up.
You've got to be kidding. Actually hitting her?
Yeah. You should see her face. She has a huge black and blue mark right here.
That pig. He should have his face kicked in.
Kevin, don't talk like that.
This thing won't take my money. Do you have any change?
How much do you need?
75 cents. That's all right.
Nurse! Hurry! Help!
What's wrong, Uncle Brendan? What's going on?
Everybody stand clear. Clear. Shock. 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 Begin CPR. Can we get lidocaine? One milligram of lidocaine.
Three and four and five. And one and two and three and four and five.
News. Patrick passed away a few hours ago.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Were you able to talk to him?
We made our peace.
Oh, that's good. How are Kevin and Rebecca taking it?
Rebecca's pretty upset. Kevin's a little quiet.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd like you to come out to the funeral.
Of course.
Aunt Molly? It's Rebecca. I have some sad news. Dad passed away this morning. A heart attack. Yes, it was a terrible shock. The wake is going to be tomorrow, from 6 to 9.
It's okay. Dad's friend Frank Wells will pick you up. He's a friend from San Francisco. Uncle Brendan, and you must be Anne. Thank you for making the trip.
I'm very sorry about your father.
It all happened so fast. We can't believe it. Thank you for the flowers. They're just beautiful.
I don't know anyone here. Where's Kevin?
Over there.
Oh, excuse me.
It was good you called Brendan. You did the right thing.
It's wrong for a family to be like that.
I know. Brendan can be very stubborn. But I guess your father was too.
How you holding up, kid?
Pretty good.
I don't know a soul here. Do you know who any of these people are?
Not all, but some. That guy over there worked with Dad at the fire department. And that's Mrs. Peterson. She lives in our building.
Ooh.
That guy over there, that's Frank Wells. He's a fireman, too. He's an old friend of Dad's.
Oh, my God, I can't believe my eyes. Is that Molly over there?
Aunt Molly, yeah. Frank Wells picked her up at the retirement community.
You know, we used to get Christmas cards from her. But I haven't seen her in I don't know how long.
Brendan's so sad about losing his only brother, but at least they made peace before your father died.
I was happy about that. Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Dad never told me what their disagreement was about. Do you know?
You mean you don't know?
No.
I think it would be better if Brendan told you himself.
Rebecca and Kevin see the uncle for the first time.
Rebecca?
Uncle Brendan, so good to meet you finally.
The uncle asks if he can go in the room to see the brother he hasn't seen for so many years.
Can I go in and see him?
They make peace.
I'm ready to forgive and forget.
Brendan called his wife on the farm
and asked her to come to Boston to the funeral.
I'd like you to come out to the funeral.
Of course. Were you able to talk to him?
We made our peace.
Я бы рубдовошивать. Most fél éve nem.
Csoda gyereknek született.
Az első, amit ütött, a Take Five.
De mint minden zseni, fiatalon öntörvényű volt.
Egész egyszer megőrülök ilyen emberek társaságban, ezt én nem bírom.
Sokak szerint külföldön kéne lennie.
Én a gyerekemnek mindig azt javasoltam, hogy menjen ki.
Tanulni, tanítani.
De ő lehet, hogy mást akar.
Nem ebben látva a megoldást egyáltalán.
Páratlan ritmusok. Portréfilm Borlai Gergő dobosról. Szombaton délután az N2-n.